Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series.
You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Gene Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Watch Hacks, streaming exclusively on Max, and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Portions of This Is Americans Live, the improvised documentary podcast, are brought to you by listeners like yourself, our esteemed sponsors, and the all-powerful, all-knowing random sentence generator, which inspires the stories you're about to hear. Yes, whenever you hear this sound, the next sentence you hear is a random sentence provided by our revered, omnipotent random sentence generator. For more This Is Americans Live, listen to more episodes of This Is Americans Live, I guess. And now, your first random sentence.
As the years pass by, we all know owners look more and more like their dogs. Was this just another case of mistaken identity, or did this dog actually look like its owner?
Sweetheart, really, be honest.
Okay.
Does Gerald look like me?
I mean, you favor each other, but you know, I would ignore what everybody else is saying. You're not twins. It's not like you're conjoined. You weren't birthed together. You just favor each other.
So we do.
Look, it's very sweet. I mean, you both have that crazy sort of golden flex hair.
Yeah.
Your spirit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I told Charles lit next door that the dog was looking like me, and he said no, that you do not look like a dog. So I do look like a dog.
You do look like a dog.
So, thank you.
Let me ask you guys this. When do you think was the first time that you noticed that maybe your dog resembled you as an owner?
Well, when I, whenever I use the restroom, I like to do it in front of a mirror just so I can kind of look at myself. And when I noticed that the way I squat is the same way that he squats.
Yeah. I noticed when I had cleaned the glass so well that you walked right into it. Remember, it was just bam, and your little nose got kind of pugged up.
Yeah, I got mushed.
Yeah.
I had pug nose.
You look like the pug.
I had mushed pug nose.
Yeah, and I said, you look exactly like the pug.
Yes.
They went to a photo studio to try and clear this up.
All right, Martin, show me sassy.
That is a sassy.
All right, Gerald, show me sassy.
Show him sassy, Gerald. Gerald, show him sassy. Sassier. Gerald, you're embarrassing me. And you're embarrassing yourself. You're embarrassing yourself. And
I'm not really getting sassy from that. I'm getting... do you guys want me to give you 5 minutes?
And that's when they were approached by a commercial agent. He had been looking for some new talent. He'd been scouring the malls, scouting. But then they came across each other, Martin and his pug dog.
Hey, babe, Greg Tarrington. Have you and your dog considered
me and the dog? Oh. No, we haven't. Why? Do you see something you like?
I see something I love.
So they embarked on a journey to Hollywood. They both packed a car.
Come on, boy, let's go to Hollywood.
Unfortunately, Martin had to leave his wife.
Listen, sweetie, you and I both know this day was coming.
So they packed the car and they left, driving all the way from Utah to Los Angeles, passing Salt Lake, going through Nevada.
And they're right, there's Nevada.
And they got to Los Angeles.
Here we come. Los Angeles, right, boy?
They went to their first casting. The lobby was filled with a lot of other owners that looked like their dogs.
Oh, Precious, you are so beautiful. You look just like Mommy. You look like Mommy.
I don't really find Precious to look much like her at all. How about you, buddy? I'll take that as a yes.
All right, looking for Martin and his pug.
That's us. Come on, buddy. No, come on. Now is not the time for stage fright.
If you guys want to just go ahead and slate your name for the camera.
Yes, my name's Martin, and this is...
Okay, great. And then your height and where you were based out of.
6'4".
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. Okay, and just go ahead and read the lines the way that they are right there. There's no need to add any kind of accents or anything like that, so go ahead.
Look, I'm a busy single dad who's always on the go.
All right, thank you so much.
Oh, God. No, I'm sorry. No, listen, try it again. We'll try it again. We'll try it again.
No, I got a lot of people. I
no, 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 please, wanna... please, please. The dog can
Excuse
read.
Excuse me, how much longer is the wait?
The dog was cast, but Martin wasn't.
No, look, I'm proud of you. I am proud of you. No, it's okay. No, I'm proud of you, and you're going to go out there and... Just don't forget about me, okay?
As the dog's fame started growing, Martin started questioning his position in the whole relationship. Was he still the owner, or was he about to be taken out into the woods and abandoned? Usually it's the opposite.
Hey, buddy, two things. First, you're a good boy. Second, as you know, my aunt Leslie needs an operation on her hip. I was just wondering if maybe I could get a little bit of an advance on my 5%.
Oh my God, are you that dog?
And I'm his owner.
Excuse me, sir. Sorry.
I'm his owner.
I'm sorry. I just want to take... Can you take a photo of us, please?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I can't believe everybody's going to see this photo. I'm going to put it on Instagram. Everybody's going to be like, oh my God, you know that dog in that commercial? Okay, thank you so much.
You can follow me, too.
This is Americans Live. I'm your host, Ari, with producer Andy, and our special guest contributor for this episode is Gina Grad. This week's theme is attachment, a human condition few can avoid. Some find attachment to a significant other, a pet, and some to inanimate objects like coffee or cigarettes. To start off each story, we'll be using our trusty sentence generator as a jumping off point to improvise a show in three acts. This is Americans Live. Stay with us. Act 1. The whitewater rafting trip was suddenly halted by the unexpected brick wall.
And stroke! And stroke! And stroke! Oh, whoa, whoa! Reverse stroke! Reverse stroke! Reverse stroke! There's a wall! Reverse! Faster! Faster! Reverse stroke!
There was a brick wall in front of the river. Nobody had seen it there before, even when they got into the raft and they started paddling. They just saw water in front of them, then all of a sudden there was a brick wall.
Reverse stroke!
I'm trying!
Reverse stroke! There's a wall! There's a brick wall!
Can you help, baby, instead of just constantly sitting up there and telling everyone what to do?
It was obvious that they had some marital problems.
All right, fine. I'll reverse stroke with me, but you have to reverse stroke too.
That's what I've been doing. All you do is boss people around.
The wall is getting closer.
You know, I think there's something else getting closer, and it's called D-I-V-O-R-C-E.
Well, the owner of the whitewater rafting company realized they had something else on their hands. Instead of providing a whitewater rafting experience, they had stumbled upon a new therapy phenomenon.
Okay, listen. There's a wall.
I know about the wall. You keep talking about the wall. Guess what? I've been talking about the wall for years. That there is a wall coming. We are headed right for it. And if you don't go to couples counseling with me, we are done.
There's a literal brick wall. Why do we have to go back to we have to move forward.
I've been saying
backwards.
That for years.
We have to move backwards.
If we keep moving backwards, we'll never get past the fact that you committed an infidelity on me.
I talked to the couple about their white water rafting company, which was now called the Whitewater Counseling Company. Wanted to know exactly how they shifted from one business model to the other.
Well, this is part of our court-ordered mediation.
Yeah.
We decided to save a little bit of money in our divorce proceedings to just mediate, but then we met a few couples who had worse off than us.
We do.
Talk about rough stuff.
Right. That's some rough water. Oof. And, you know, it's funny because what it was my suggestion to call the counseling company either or. And
it was good.
It was good.
It was good. Listen, I had both oars out the door. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But then once we opened up this... counseling center.
Yeah, we can focus on other people's problems.
That's right. And ours didn't seem so bad.
I decided to talk to some other couples who had come originally for whitewater rafting, but ended up coming to the whitewater counseling rafting trip. I can't remember what I said before, but I just wanted to see how it worked for new couples.
So we go on whitewater rafting trip, and it was an action pick. But the instructors, they start asking us about our marriage.
Very much questions about the marriage.
This man asks us how frequent our lovemakings.
We said, is this invitation?
I said, yes, and they said, absolutely not, and it was a little embarrassing.
No!
We thought...
How you say, we had the egg on the face.
Yes, that is how you say it.
Okay.
You say, we had egg on the face.
Yeah.
What part of the country are you guys from?
Oh. We're from Refnesen.
Yeah,
Refnesen. It's a small village. There are only three people.
We left.
Yes, we leave. We get in couples counseling. They encourage us to move out of Refnesen into a small cottage. So then we move into small cottage together because they tell us maybe the reason why we feel so distant is because we are not forced to be in close proximity 100% of time.
What they did not realize is that that's how everybody in Refnesen lives. Yes. Anyway.
Yes.
So I decided to go visit Refnesen and see the one sole person that was there now that the two of the three people had left.
So lonely. So lonely in Refnesen. There was a very nice couple, but they leave. So I am here myself.
Do you have like a pet or a cat or something?
I did have a pet dog, but we entered into a beauty contest together because he looked kind of like me. And
can I see a picture? Do you have one with you?
Yes, this is my little Leflin. Doesn't he look like me a little?
What's his name again?
Leflin.
Leflin?
Yes.
From
Leflin.
Sorry.
Does he look like me a little?
I think he looks very much like you. I'm having a hard time deciphering who's
who. Well, then why did he win first prize in beauty contest in Los Angeles and they made me go home? Why was I not also awarded beauty contest? Now he's living the good life in Los Angeles, dating some other dog, and they're living high on hog, and now I am here alone. Can you answer this question for me? Do you even understand the question?
I realized if I didn't stop him, he would just continue.
So anyway, we drive to Los Angeles through we fly to LaGuardia Airport, and then we drive. Why didn't we just fly to Los Angeles?
I talked to my producers. He just kept going and going. I didn't know exactly when to tell him to stop.
You just have to tell him to stop.
I can't. You just
you have to ask him to stop.
All right, I'll try that.
All right.
So I tried it.
And so we drove. First, we drove through state? The one, Ohio.
Pardon me.
Fun fact, fourth most populous state in the Union.
I went back to my producers.
Did you try to ask him to stop?
I did, yes, and he just kept going, and even when I was just trying to tell you.
Did you grab his hands and say, listen, sir, it's very important that you stop talking?
Coming up, Act 2. But first, a word from our esteemed sponsors. Stay with us.
Hacks is back for Season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series. You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Jean Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with Hacks writer and actor Pat Regan, on how their improv experience helped them when shooting scenes and what it was like writing scripts for specific actors.
You'll also hear from crew members like the costume designers on what it was like creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Hear stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and more. Watch Hacks streaming exclusively on Max, and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Act 2, the interview with special guest contributor Gina Grad. Let's get to know our special guest contributor, Gina Grad.
Welcome.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here.
So, Gina, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm a broadcaster here in Los Angeles.
Oh, nice.
I work with the KFI, which is a very sort of famous AM radio station here.
Nice.
I work on the Adam Carolla Show, another very famous podcast. Been there for, about 6 years. And, I do a lot of voiceover work and a lot of fun.
Can you tell us about the first time that you ever did radio?
Yes. Well, the first time, literally, I ever did radio, I used to go on with my dad when I lived in Kansas and would give the farm report on a local radio station telling the farmers to bring in their tender vegetation at night.
After this interview, I decided to go back and look up the archival footage.
AM 440 WKSK.
Before we get to the news of the traffic and the weather
and the celebrity gossip,
let's check in with the newbie,
our farm report.
Farm reporter Gina Spann.
Hey, Colbert.
We got 24 minutes to fill, so what else you got?
There's a frost on the grass.
Frost on the what?
On the grass.
Frost on the what?
So, Gina, when you heard your voice for the first time, did you have any issues with how you sounded?
Yeah. Doesn't everybody? You know, you have that, you feel like you're more high-pitched and you're talking faster. In fact, when I started in radio in Los Angeles almost 20 years ago, I sound very different than I do now. I have somehow more bass in my voice, and I'm so grateful for it.
Did you ever take classes?
I took voiceover classes for, commercial and things like that, but not to actually, not like in a My Fair Lady way now.
So I went to go visit her voiceover teacher just to kind of get an idea as to how she was as a student.
Yes, she was very good student. Reminded me of a young me before the operation. Why, have you heard from her?
Have I heard from her? Yeah, she's on our radio show.
Is she?
Yes. She's also a very successful radio personality. I don't know if you've heard.
I have not heard.
I heard that you got married. You found somebody else in the voice box community.
I did. I found a beautiful woman who also has voice box like me. This is Sheila.
Hello. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you more.
I love you.
I love you more.
I love you more.
Yeah. Did you guys have any children?
We had four children.
Bouncing baby boys.
And two bouncing baby girls. Charles.
Can I meet any of them?
Gwendolyn. Steve.
Can I meet them in person?
Daddy.
Yes,
I have some candy.
You may have some candy.
Daddy. And I too have some candy.
You have already had more pieces of candy.
I want more candy.
You have already had more pieces of candy.
I am going to break my toys if you don't give me candy.
You will only be punishing yourself because you will be breaking your own toys. Why would you threaten me with breaking your own toys? Go to your room.
I hate this family. I hate this family.
Grounded.
Did you even know that that's what happened to your voiceover teacher?
I had no idea. No, she always had this really sort of rich voice, really sort of deep but velvety, and no, I didn't know, and I didn't know about the transitioning either. I didn't know any of it.
Sorry, my producer Andy's laughing. Is there something funny?
No, I'm looking at this meme that has a tiger dressed as a cat.
I've seen that one before.
Yeah.
So are you originally from here, Gina?
No, I'm from Kansas City. I was born in Oregon, but I'm from Kansas City.
How come you guys moved around so much?
My dad is a broadcaster, and we just moved from market to market, just like like an army brat almost.
So was your dad like a morning shock jock or something?
No, sports announcer.
So did you know any morning shock jocks?
I'm sorry, what?
Did you know any morning shock jocks?
He said shock jocks.
Shock jocks.
Shock jocks.
Do you know any shock jocks?
Did you know any morning shock jocks?
Shock jocks.
Jesus Christ.
Sorry. I did. There was a couple in Kansas City. I don't know if maybe if he made it his way out here. Johnny Dare was a big one. Man Cow we had syndicated. I've met a lot of morning shock jocks. And I kind of fell in love with radio in that vein.
Who is your favorite shock jock?
Shock jock.
It has to be the king of all media. Everybody says Howard Stern. You got to say Howard Stern, right?
Well, when I say shock jock, I was thinking more like a shock jock, like a French jock.
Oh, shock jock.
Yeah.
I see what you're saying. Yes. Yeah, I do have a favorite shock jock. In fact, I was in the voiceover class with a Frenchman, a dashing Frenchman, and he wanted to get rid of his French accent and have more of an American accent. He thought he was better at it than he was, but it was always really fun to listen to him try and have that American accent.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, how do you say it's time to kick the tires and light the fires on the big 100,000-watt monster? WKSFI. How do you say, let's do it?
Thank you so much for bringing that tape in.
Absolutely, it's my pleasure.
I've never heard that before. I mean, it's just...
How do you say 64 degrees in the Inland Empire and 45 degrees in the, how do you say, mountains? Let's text your phone line.
So the second tape is from the next day?
Yeah, I tried to get as much audio as I could.
Bonjour, it is, how do you say, 6:54 a.m. in the morning, and this is how do you say, WKSFI.
You know, it was really weird, though, because I didn't realize there were so many differences culturally between Americans and French people. So he would do like open phones, even though I don't think he really knew what open phones meant.
I don't even know what that is.
Okay, so open phones is just like, you know, call about anything. And people would call about things that I guess they'd say things like, you know, I'm a day late and a dollar short, or, you know, they'd use these colloquialisms and he didn't understand them, but he had to pretend he did. It was some of my favorite audio.
A day late for what?
I don't know, but color me pink. I just don't even know what I'm thinking anymore.
Color me pink. The request lines are not yet open, and I believe you mean bad.
Let's think about blue sky ideas, yeah?
How do you say what? I can tell you the weather. I can tell you this. I can tell you the weather and the, how do you say, traffic.
Tell me more about... Did you ever have any issues with any other, because I imagine maybe starting out in radio as a female, you mm-hmm. may have had some run-ins with some, let's say, men that were not so nice?
Yeah.
Competitive, maybe?
Competitive, absolutely. You know, it doesn't even feel like high school. A lot of radio stations, especially, you know, old, you know, sort of jock talk stations, feel like and felt like middle school, and you might as well have a locker there instead of your work cubby, because everybody's at each other's throats. A lot of, you know, light misogyny, a lot of dusting of sexual harassment, but you kind of deal with it because, you know, that's the business.
Hey, what's up, Junior Grab?
Hey guys, what's up?
What's going on?
Hey, good to see you.
Oh, I gotta change my pants real quick, sorry.
Me too.
Oh. So what time do you guys get off? I can't remember.
Right now.
Right now
you got it here. Now that you're here, we're getting off.
I get it.
Get off here.
Let's see. The morning starts at 6 a.m. And then when are we out of here?
I don't know. It depends on what time she's leaving, because we're following her home.
I get it. That's funny. But you're joking, right? Because that otherwise that'd be an HR issue. And you guys make this real hard on me, I got to tell you.
Hey, we're going to make it even harder on you later after we follow you home.
So you had some issues with kind of just men that were being a little inappropriate in a lot of different ways.
Yeah, and you kind of want to, you know, you don't want to be the whiner, but you also want to, you know, set some boundaries. So it's a delicate dance.
Do you have any plans for your future in radio? What do you want to do in the next 5 years?
Oh, that's a great question. Well, you know, I love what I'm doing now, and I'd love to continue doing it. I love working with great hosts, and I would love to work with another female co-host. Because, you know, I have another show right now where I work with female, and it's a lot of fun just to not have to do like the, you know, like the gender cliche stuff. So I think I'd like to continue working with more female co-hosts in the future and do something a little more, I don't know, maybe relationship based, sort of, you know, feelings based, more of a like sort of a love line for women, you know, kind of an Oprah vibe.
Yeah, I wonder what that would sound like.
Welcome back to Lovers and Love. Starring Gina Grad and me,
Trisha Thompson.
Thank you. Next caller, you've got a little bit of a problem?
Yeah, so like my boyfriend is, he's just not really, he's not.
Oh no.
I just feel like he doesn't respond to my texts when I text him.
Okay. Oh my goodness.
He takes a really long time, and I just feel like he's seeing somebody else is what I think. I think he's cheating on me.
Caller, can I just say that this is not about you? You know, I think you're doing everything right. I think that, and I think Trisha would agree that, you know, when you get a text, you expect a prompt response. And I don't want to be the hard ass here, but I think he is cheating on you.
Because I was looking through his texts, and I know there's some naked photos, but he says that they're his sister.
Oh, boy.
Still problematic.
Yeah, I don't know which one's worse. Why would he have the
naked pictures of his own sister?
Because he's European, that's what he says.
You ever been to Europe? I don't really do that. Yeah.
Listen, Trisha.
I just have one question. Listen, have you seen this meme with the tiger that's just like a cat?
Coming up, Act 3, but first, a word from our sponsors who make this high-quality program possible. Stay with us.
Hacks is back for Season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series. You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Jean Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with Hacks writer and actor Pat Regan, on how their improv experience helped them when shooting scenes and what it was like writing scripts for specific actors.
You'll also hear from crew members like the costume designers on what it was like creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Hear stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and more. Watch Hacks streaming exclusively on Max and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Act 3. She hadn't had her cup of coffee, and that made things all the worse. It was a caffeine-free camp. People came to this camp to try to kick coffee, kick any kind of stimulants whatsoever. It was a process that disconnected themselves from the morning coffee.
I don't know, but I've been told.
Coffee's bad even when it's cold.
We don't drink that garbage now.
Please don't drink it, otherwise it'll kill you.
Don't drink it. Ever.
Ever.
Don't drink coffee, cause it's poison!
So you've been the drill sergeant for this caffeine-free coffee camp. What is the name of this place?
It is Sergeant Cartwright's Coffee Kicking Camp for people.
Is there a dash in between some of those words, or is there? Or
this Sergeant one? Cartwright's Coffee Kicking Camp : for people.
Sorry, one more time. Sergeant?
What is your problem?
I'm sorry, you're right, I have a problem.
Sergeant Cartwright's Coffee Kicking Camp for people. : between camp and for people.
How did you land on the idea that you wanted to start this camp?
Well, when I was dishonorably discharged from the Corps, I had to find something to do. And my internet had gotten disconnected, so pornography was out. So I thought, what do people like? They like coffee, and that's not right. So I started this camp here.
Did you have a previous issue with caffeine or coffee in your past?
I once had an adult in my life that I trusted douse me with hot coffee when I was a child. That was the issue I had with coffee. And I didn't really want to dig too deep today, but I guess here we are.
I was able to use our This Is American's Lifetime machine to go back in time to see what it was like for him to get burned with that coffee at that very moment in his life.
Cartwright.
Yes, Mother.
Cartwright, come over here. I want to give you a hug.
I am right here, Mother. Goo goo gaga.
Cartwright, I know that you had a little accident on the rug, but I just want you to come here for a second. Nothing bad's going to happen.
Oh, well, I trust you, Mother, for you are my mother. Wham, wham, goo goo gaga. I am a child.
Come on over here.
I'm here. Why, Mother, why?
So that must have been very traumatic for you.
It was not my favorite.
And from what I gather, nothing's really changed very much between then and now. You had a little bit of an arrested development, maybe vocally.
I mean, I tried to shake this voice I have here by going to a voiceover class, but I was being sexually harassed by the staff.
So we decided to visit the voiceover teacher.
Cartwright, is it?
Ma'am, yes, ma'am.
Oh, what a strong and girthy voice you have.
Well, thank you. And would you mind putting a lid on that cup of coffee you got there?
Oh, no problem. It is a little hot. So, Cartwright, if you could just step on up to that big mic, and I just want you to say the following phrase. She sells seashells by the seashore.
She sells seashells by the seashore? I am quite uncomfortable.
He had a hard time dealing with the voiceover coach. She was constantly smoking. She was just a rabid cigarette smoker, 2 packs a day.
Oh, what's the matter? Baby doesn't like smoke.
Not really. Would you mind pouring that coffee into a thermos? Actually, I'm sorry.
Oh, let me get that coffee right out of the way. Oops! Looks like I spilled on my shirt.
Oh, no!
Oh, it looks like I spilled on your shirt!
Mama, why?
Her cell phone started ringing. She picked it up.
Hello?
Hi, this is Dr. Gold, and your test results came back. I think you should come to the office.
Oh, is there a problem, doctor?
Let's talk in person.
Okay. Cartwright, you stay here, and I hope you're slipping into something comfortable when I get back.
I mean, I have a jacket.
She went to the doctor's office to see what was so urgent.
Hi, Dr. Gold. You wanted me?
Yeah, your test results came back, and you do have cancer of the throat area. Just kind of all of that area. You smoke a lot.
Well, I smoke as much as a lady should.
Oh, boy. I like your voice a lot.
Thank you, doctor.
Unfortunately, eventually you're going to have to use one of these voice boxes.
Oh, I don't think so, doctor. These little cigarettes only make me stronger, and I'm going to sound like this forever.
Epilogue. I decided to return to present day and see what the voice teacher was up to.
In hindsight, I probably shouldn't have smoked so many cigarettes.
You know, it's fascinating. In this whole episode, I've been able to meet 3 of your students.
How are they doing?
They're doing pretty well. One is Gina Grad. She's become a famous radio personality.
You don't say.
And then there was a French guy. I can't remember his name. He was a shock jock.
Well, he must not have been very good if you can't remember his name.
It was just in French. I'm sure it was. And then I'm sorry, somebody.
No, I'm just thinking of all the dirty, nasty things I would like you to do to me. But I am also laughing at this meme that I saw. Have you seen the one? It is a tiger. Guess what its dress is. Guess what its dress is.
Are you pressing the repeat button?
Yes, 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 yes. Dress is a yes. You're handsome. You are handsome, man.
This has been This Is Americans Live. Thank you to our special guest contributor, Gina Grad, our producer, Andy. I'm Ari, and this has been This Is Americans Live. Join us next time.
AM 440 WKLS, Calhoun. About to kick off another non-stop block of blocks and stock docks and stock talking and music with music. Nail that. Hey, shout out to Gina Grad. You actually sued this radio station for sexual harassment. That's right, she and my former co-host settled out of court on the condition that he no longer return to the airwaves and hurt anyone else emotionally. But that's okay, I don't need him, never did. All right, let's hit the phone lines. Caller, you're on the air.
Yeah, is this true? There is no more Gina Grad.
Yeah, that's true.
This is unfortunate because she is so hot. So hot.
Ho, 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 ha! Watch your mouth, you're gonna get me kicked off here.
She's so hot.
Please stop.
I want to do things to her.
Please stop talking.
No. I will now list all of the nasty things I would like to do to her in alphabetical order.
Dear God, please don't.
A.
Jump the phone lines. Nice call, you're on the air.
Kill me. I never left and I don't intend to until I hear Gina Grant's sweet, succulent voice.
Ah, come on.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.